15th Sunday in Year B. A reading from the prophet Amos. Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, said to Amos, "Go away, seer. Take yourself off to Judah. Earn your living there, and you can prophesy there. But never again will you prophesy at Bethel, for this is a royal sanctuary, the temple of the kingdom." Amos replied to Amaziah, "I am not a prophet, nor do I belong to a prophetic brotherhood. I am merely a herdsman and dresser of sycamore figs. But the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, 'Go and prophesy to my people Israel.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, show us your mercy and love, and grant us your salvation. Lord, show us your mercy and love, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what the Lord God has to say. He speaks of peace for his faithful people and those who turn their hearts to him. His salvation is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land. Lord, show us your mercy and love, and grant us your salvation. Merciful love and faithfulness have met. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth, and righteousness look down from heaven. Lord, show us your mercy and love, and grant us your salvation. Yes, the Lord will bestow his bounty, and our earth shall yield its increase. Righteousness will march before him, and guide his steps on the way. Lord, show us your mercy and love, and grant us your salvation. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing of heaven in Christ, as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, to be holy and faultless before him in love, marking us out beforehand for adoption as sons, through Jesus Christ, according to the generosity of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he lavished on us in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sins, according to the richness of his grace, which he showered on us in all wisdom and insight. He has made known to us the mystery of his purpose, according to his generosity, which he set forth in Christ, for the disposition of the fullness of time, to gather up everything under Christ as head, everything in the heavens and everything on earth. In him we have also received our heritage, marked out beforehand, according to the plan of the one who accomplishes all things according to the counsels of his own will, so that we, who were first to put our hope in Christ, should be for the praise of his glory. In him you too, having heard the word of truth and the gospel of your salvation, and having believed in him, have been marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit of the promise, who is the pledge of our inheritance, for the redemption of God's own people, for the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our heart, that we might see how great is the hope to which we are called. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus made a tour around the villages, teaching. Then he summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs, giving them authority over the unclean spirits. And he instructed them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no coppers for their belts. They were to wear sandals, but not to put on two tunics. And he said to them, "If you enter a house anywhere, remain there until you leave the place. And if any place will not welcome you, and they do not listen to you, as you walk away, shake off the dust from under your feet as evidence to them." So they set off to proclaim conversion, and they kept casting out many demons, anointing many sick people with oil and curing them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.